good.
Good evening, Bob.
Hope you're all doing great.
Oh, yes.
Call to order the Newman City Council Redevelopment Agency regular meeting for January 9th, 2001. We stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing for the invocation.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Bob?
Dear God, thank you for bringing us here tonight. Help us to make the right and just decisions for our community. In this we pray, amen.
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 Thank you, Bob.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Present.
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 Here.
Present. Any staff communications before we start?
No.
One item for Ernie, you want him to cover.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. Just a quick update on the cleanup for the DeMar property. We're still waiting for that proposal from the contractor. As soon as it does come in and we do get it, and if it's below the $5,000 amount, we'll go ahead and sign the contract with them and get that place cleaned up. Any questions?
Thank you, Ernie. Items from the public, non-agenda items. While the City Council welcomes and encourages participation in the meetings, it would be appreciated if you limit your comments to 3 minutes so that everyone may be heard. Matters under the jurisdiction of the Council and not on the posted agenda may be addressed to the general public at this time. However, California law prohibits the Council from taking action on any matter which is not on a posted agenda unless it is determined to be an emergency by the City Council. Any non-agenda items? Items from public agenda items. Any member of the audience desiring to address the council on a matter on the agenda, please raise your hand or step the podium at the time the item is announced by the mayor. In order that all interested parties have an opportunity to speak, any person addressing the council will be limited to a maximum of 3 minutes unless the mayor grants a longer period of time. And when you come to come to the podium and state your name and address for the record, please. Public hearings, there are none. Consent calendar. Approval of warrants, approval of minutes December 19th, 2000 regular meeting, approval of interregional local government checklist, and that's it. Can we have a motion on the consent calendar?
I move that we adopt the consent calendar.
We have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Regular business. Item 9A, this is authorized up to $13,500 for upgrades to Newman swimming pool. Any comments? Cleve, you want to go ahead and go over this, please?
Okay. Mayor and Council, this item came to us about a year ago. Basically, the swim team from the high school started up last year, and then also, as we know, our Stingrays, Westside Stingrays, have been going for quite some time. I believe I was contacted first by the Stingrays, who expressed interest in trying to help the city or even buy a heater to heat the pool so that they could start in the pool at an earlier date than basically mid-May when we get our pool up and running. Following that, I was also contacted by the high school, as I mentioned, who had already also started up a swim team. Last year, in order to make it work for them, they were driving to Modesto to the YMCA for their practices. And by the time they drive over there after school, have a 2-hour practice and drive back here, you can imagine that makes for a pretty long day for them to do that. And so they also approached us, and they'd been talking to the swim team about the possibility of being able to get the city or participate with the city in purchasing heaters and also a pool cover for the swimming pool. Since that time, we've had several meetings with a representative of Lincoln Pools. We've also talked to the superintendent at the school. We've talked with representatives of the Westside Stingrays, and particularly Tony Mattis from Mattis Newspapers, who is the high school swim coach, has done quite a bit of the legwork on this to see if this is feasible. Lincoln Pools gave us the estimates, the numbers that are in your packet here tonight. These are the basic costs to get the full thing installed, up and ready to go. As I mentioned here, the cost is $26,861 if we pay for it outright, just have somebody install it and do it. There is the possibility, the shop teacher at Gustine High School has offered and said that he could build the reel for the to reel the covers. You can see the cost of that is $4,075. However, we would have to buy the materials for that. And then he said that he felt that his shop could build those. So we don't know the exact cost. We've been trying to get costs on, but without him designing it and looking at it, we don't know what the exact cost would be for him to do that yet. It's estimated that maybe that may cut off $1,000 or maybe a little more from the cost of the project if they were to do that. One question that has come up to me is, you know, is it worth putting money into this swimming pool that is very old, has some problems? One thing I will tell you, it does have a leak that is, we believe, probably down below in the drain somewhere, so it's very difficult for us to repair, if we even could repair it. We don't know that it's even possible to repair at this point. So there is a pool, a leak in the pool. It does lose water. During the season, we keep the water running somewhat to keep the pool full, which is also a factor in having to heat the pool, because if you're constantly putting cold water in, and then you're heating water also, because the heater will run through the recirculation unit, and so the new water coming in will be cold water coming in, as I understand it. So those are all factors to consider. As we reviewed this, one of the factors was that the gentleman from Lincoln Pools explained that all of this equipment is easily moved and can be easily relocated if we decide to build a new pool. That would include the covers. The covers, actually, the ones that they're designing for this would be three covers that would be approximately 13 feet wide, and I forget how long the pool is, but they would be 13 feet wide. And so those covers could even be taken over to a new pool. They can cut them to shorter lengths if need be. I believe they can even sew pieces together to make them longer if need be. So even the cover would be able to be taken over to the new pool. The heaters that are being proposed are very high efficiency heaters. The original one that he was recommending was a single unit, but it was not as efficient as the new units that he proposed to us in the end. It's actually three units that will make up the total cost of the $10,950. Under the installation cost, the $5,700 includes $4,700 for the installation, and then we have added another $1,000 to install a gas line and the meter into there, because there's not currently gas into that area. Ernie's been working with the gas company, and we, based on what they've told us, we've calculated that should be plenty to cover that. So that number may be a little bit conservative, maybe just a little bit lower than the $1,000 for the gas line, but it'll be in that area. As far as the monthly utility cost and the chemicals and maintenance, my discussions with the school district and the swim team, I have stated that since the city will not be using the pool during those times, that those maintenance costs of the estimated at $1,250 a month should be borne by the school district and the Stingrays. And the district administrator, the superintendent, has told me that that's not a problem, that they will agree to pay that. So I'm not sure, I'm a little bit nervous about how much the Westside Stingrays can afford to pay. They don't have a big budget. They don't. They may be able to do some fundraisers and participate somewhat, but the school district, as superintendent, has said that he will pay that if the Stingrays can't, He will agree to pay that, the amount to, for the upkeep, both for the utility cost and for the chemicals and maintenance of the pool. As I mentioned, one of the concerns I have, our original proposal was that the cost of the improvements would be split three ways between the school district, the city, and the Westside Stingrays. As I've explained in my report, I have some concerns where the Westside Stingrays are going to come up with basically $8,000 to $9,000. I'm not sure that they have that kind of money. They did say that they were willing to do some fundraisers to assist with purchasing these items and putting them on, but I estimate that either the city or the school district is going to, or both, is going to have to probably front that money and then work out some agreement with the Stingrays to pay that back over time, because I've seen no evidence that they have that money up front to pay their portion of that cost. So that's the other factor that needs to be considered as part of this whole deal. Assuming that that the council goes along with this, my estimate is that the maximum cost to the city would be, well, I've stated $13,500. It's actually half of the $26,861, which is $13,430 approximately. I think that this is another area where we can possibly show some cooperation with the school district. We've been working well together, and they've been very cooperative on this, as well as other projects with me. And so it's staff's recommendation that we consider funding this project.
Cleve, I had a question.
Sure.
Essentially, we're splitting the cost with the school district, and if that's the case, what you alluded to with the Stingrays not having any funds that you can see whatsoever, what portion of that would we be fronting for the Stingrays? Is this inclusive of that, or is that?
No, the total cost for the project is $26,861.
Correct.
So if we split it 50-50, us and the school district, it's approximately $13,500 is what I put, a little bit less than that.
Correct.
So we would be paying those two. We would pay our half, they would pay their half. Now, what we need to negotiate and figure out with the Stingrays, between us, the school district superintendent, and the Stingrays, would be, you know, how much are they willing to do, or how much can they do? And I don't know, maybe, you know, for the next 4 years, they contribute, donate $500 a year, and it's split between us and the school district or something, I don't know. There's several scenarios that could be, and I'm open to recommendations from you, but I'm just saying that based on their budget and in talking to some people that have been involved with it, you know, they don't really raise a lot of money, basically enough for their swim meets and the things that they do.
Okay.
So barring them doing some special fundraisers, I'm not sure that they would have a lot of money to contribute toward this.
And
but they have indicated they're willing to do something.
Okay. And the only other consideration I had in terms of when you alluded to the covers being portable in the event that we were to scrap this, mm-hmm. what seemingly sounds to be a almost not quite dilapidated, but in a stage of breaking down pool, the heaters themselves, the one unit that you spoke of or whatever would be sufficient, is that transferable also? I really didn't gather that.
Yes, the heaters are transferable also. In fact, originally we were looking at a single unit. What we're looking at now is actually three smaller units because, well, a couple of reasons. One of them, these units are more efficient, and they'll also be easier to install in the tight quarters that we have to put them in. They're more flexible that way. And they're three separate units, so they're smaller, and definitely they have a much longer life than the pool cover does. The pool cover, depending on how soon we build a pool, may not, you know, it may be about worn out by the time we build a pool, because they do wear out and have to be replaced eventually.
The
pool cover.
Okay.
I believe, and I'm trying to remember the exactly, but I believe the gentleman told me the approximate life of, excuse me, of the heaters is about 15 years.
Okay, so in other words, of making an investment on the heaters themselves, which I understood you gave a price of roughly almost $11,000. $10,900?
Just for the, yeah.
For the heaters?
For the heaters, yes.
And in essence, we're paying $16,000 roughly to upgrade the pool itself. Is that correct?
For the heaters and the cover, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, the entire project is $26,000.
Right, and we would pay half that, so that would be the $13,500.
Okay, and so half of that, the $13,500, but in essence, the heater itself is the $10,950,
right.
And the other roughly $16,000 just for the improvement of the...
No, the heater is included in that
Okay.
The heater is included. If you look on the first page, the items I have indicated there, the heater, the cover, the reel,
right,
installation, tax, and delivery,
okay,
all come to $26,861. That's
okay.
The total cost, including the heater and the cover and everything.
Okay.
And if we paid the half of that is where I got the $13,500. It's really $13,430 approximately.
Just roughly
$13,500. But I rounded it off to the $13,500 is what I did.
Okay.
So.
Cost of maintenance, I kind of suggest that be our school district, and they pay it, and we have it in writing in agreement. If they can get it from the Stingrays to help with the maintenance and from Augustine High School, so be it. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But
that's.
But our agreement would be that the high school, our school district would
sure
absorb all those costs.
Yeah. See, and one of the things is what I discussed with the superintendent, he says, well, and I said, you know, maybe someday down the road we decide that we want to start offering, a swim lessons or an aerobics class or something in March. The pool's, you know, if the water's warm and stuff and the time is there, I said, maybe at that time, maybe the city begins participating in the cost of that too. I said, but right now we don't have plans to do that. And he agreed. And he said, even the Stingrays probably will not get in the pool as early as the swim team does, the high school swim team. And he said, if we're the only ones using it, then we should be the ones paying for that maintenance at that time. The only cost that is not included in there that I probably ought to bring up that I didn't propose that, you know, we charge anything for would be the water for filling the pool, because that'll continue, you know, pretty much throughout the year. But I figured that the city would supply that and fill the pool and not really charge the school district for the water.
Well, we have to fill it anyway.
Yeah.
Do we know how much it's actually leaking?
We did a calculation, Ernie. Do you remember what that was? What we did at the end of the year is we shut the water off and then we calculated how far the pool dropped.
Yes, the pool is 40 feet by 80 feet. And it drops an inch of water in a 24-hour period. So we're looking at anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 gallons a day.
Yeah, this is what I was thinking. With that extra cold water we're putting in there, plus we really don't know what gas prices are going to be. We know what this was figured on was the gas prices now. We don't know what they're going to be, and this may actually double.
It could.
But the school would be paying the gas.
Well, yeah, the school and the Stingrays, yeah. But could they really afford that?
I'm sure the school can.
Well, yeah, I think they could, too.
You want to come to the mic?
Well, sure.
Well, he's coming up here. I just, so the public knows, how many kids are we talking about on the swim team, and how many in Stingrays that are we spending this much money to help?
Yeah, maybe somebody help me more on the Stingrays. I believe there's up to 60 to 100 kids that participate on the Stingrays. That's what I recall in asking them. The high school swim team is probably currently 15 to 20, so it's not a large number, I would guess.
Les Atwood, 1166 Stone Glen. Have you taken into consideration solar heating? Even in the wintertime, we have a fair amount of sunshine that would go a long ways to alleviating the cost of those heaters.
Yeah.
Maybe even eliminating the heater and use two of them and solar.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things, the cover will be a solar cover, so that will help some. That does keep the heat in.
It keeps it in what's there,
yeah.
But it,
yeah.
If you, when the sun shines, there, then you do get a considerable amount more heat than you do with just the cover.
Yeah, I have.
And then the cover will maintain it, which would lower the cost considerably on the gas.
Yeah. Cleve, on this breakdown here, you talked about the Real and the Gastein shop helping. Mm-hmm. Do we know, you know, what the just the materials would be?
If they that's something we've been waiting for. You know, Tony Mattis was going to get with them and try to get them to start to work up a cost on that, but they haven't been able to provide us anything yet.
So this price on here is this company this making
is to,
the Real?
This is to purchase the Real outright. You can purchase them in any length. So
what... what you're thinking is then Gastein's part would be building that reel and then participating with the...
I'm not proposing that Gastein, you know, I haven't asked them, as far as the city of Gastein or the Gastein High School, we haven't discussed their participation at all at this point.
I see.
The discussion was that perhaps if they decide to begin to participate and come over and practice with the swim team, that they would participate in the maintenance cost with the high school.
Okay.
So we're talking about a little over 300,000 gallons of water we're going to be losing.
Every year.
Yeah.
That's enough to fill a bunch of bathtubs in
there. That's a lot of water.
Bob, do you have anything? Any comments?
No, I think this is a good idea. I think the school ought to look at other options too. I think, you know, they're talking about the stingrays and the swim team, but also they might be able to use it as a recreation during school for their athletic program, you know, for the kids that participate in physical education. Yeah. So I know that the school I went to in Fresno, we actually swam all year round. Mm-hmm. And that was the PE class too. So I mean,
was the pool inside?
No, it was outside. I said, okay.
We did discuss that. You know, the elementary school does use our pool from time to time during the summertime because they are in year-round session. But yeah, we did discuss that it, you know, it could be opened up for other activities also. Yeah.
Okay. My only question is taking this $13,500 out of the general fund. Is there any possibility that we have any money left from that $40,000 going into the skate park, mm-hmm. or could we transfer some funds to the teen center to this pool thing, or something like that, where we wouldn't have to take it out of the general fund?
Well, yes. You know, the option of taking it, but there is still some of the $40,000 of the Tatarik money remaining, depending on whether we put that towards the skate park. Though we're still waiting on the final numbers on that. Which, you know, will come close to using most of that. I think around 30,000 is what, 25 to 30 is what I'm estimating on that. The only difference is, you know, what I'd looked at, you know, one way or the other, it's money that is pretty much flexible to use towards those type of things. The teen center money really would not be able to be made available for this, but the money, you know, the Tatarik money could be used for that, but we use it for this. That means we would have to take general fund money for the skate park. So either way, we would probably end up using some money for one or the other.
I just feel that we're literally pouring this money down the drain to an extent,
mm-hmm.
Due to the leak in it and the other problems with the pool. If we could do it some way and not use general fund money, I think it's fine. But anyway,
I have one other question.
Sure.
I was wondering if we could actually investigate and see if it's possible to fix this leak. I know you'd indicated it probably would be costly, but it may not be that costly if we're losing that much water and that much water that's been heated. I don't know. So,
you have a large cork, Ernie?
It would be next to impossible to find out where that leak is, because those pipes have been there for years, and our water is very aggressive, and it probably ate holes in it somewhere underneath, and I can't think of any way to find it. I mean,
you'd have
to
tear the bottom of the pool up.
You're right. Yeah, you'd have to dig up all the piping.
You think it's in the drainage system? Is it?
I believe so.
Ernie, one person mentioned to me the possibility, I guess they have these new systems where you can actually run liners through these pipes. You're familiar with that. Is that any possibility of maybe something like that working?
not to put you on the spot, I haven't asked you this previously, but...
No, but I believe that's easy enough to answer. Anybody who knows how this water, the deposits of all the calcium and minerals in these old pipes, I mean, we have some drain lines that we can't even open up with cutters for the sewer system inside that building. So it would be very, very difficult to attempt to line that. You almost have to chisel all that buildup off of those pipes.
You know, maybe one of the options to the council is to direct staff to investigate that. We could, explore the option and see if there is any way that we can determine where the leak might be. And maybe we table this until we find out, an answer to that question. I will just state that the swim team was hoping to get in there the 1st of February if this was approved, but I have the same concerns as you do, and maybe we need to investigate that a little bit further and see if there is a way to fix the leak, and if not, what do we do?
I certainly would entertain further research along those lines. What Ernie just stated makes it sound in my mind kind of dismal, knowing how our water is.
Yeah.
I had a first-hand experience with that when I first moved into them. And so I'm hedging along with the mayor and what he said in terms of kind of water or money going down the drain in a literal sense with the inch of water that's being lost per day. I'm not opposed, of course, to heating the pool and for the purpose whatsoever. However, it sounds as though we have such an outdated pool. Maybe we might want to look at other options as well that may be more costly in the long run, but in the long run, it'll be a more worthy investment.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever the council's pleasure, but those are certainly my comments based on the information that I have.
Okay, can we hear some direction on this?
One other question.
Sure.
If we do not participate in the cost of maintenance, then why should we be opposed to this?
It's more the principle of the thing. It's just you have deteriorating pool. Maybe there's enough water being lost that they won't be able to keep it warm enough. You don't know.
Yeah. I did propose that to the man who was from Lincoln Pools, but he stated, even at that rate, you'll have to run the heater more, but he said you would be able to heat the pool. So who knows? It may mean we're running the heater a lot of the time or most of the time, but he said you would be able to do it.
Cleve, did he give you a time frame on if and when something is decided, how long it'll take to...
It takes about 2 weeks to get the heaters delivered from the time we order them, and probably another week to install them. That's assuming that we had the gas line all ready to go and everything else there.
About 3 weeks.
He said actually about 3 to 4 days to install them. It's not a big process. So.
Okay.
Well, could we... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sure.
Mr. Mayor and council members, my name is Harry Womble. I have a place at 1520 Q Street, just for the record. I believe a lot in what this gentleman here is saying, and a lot about what this gentleman here is saying as far as research, the solar idea, because what I'm thinking in my own mind is gas is not going up, and the sun's always going to come up and go down. And there's a point of longevity where we're all looking, where you guys are all looking for something. A little money now, or a dollar now, may be a lot of insurance later on for yourselves as a city, economics on a whole. Other than that, I got really nothing to say, except I'm sorry our water is eating up all the pipes because it does that to my... But that's it, hey, that's where we live.
That's probably another thing on the solar. They're rather small pipes in that solar system, and it would be a tendency to clog those up, I would imagine, too, right, Ernie? But it's something to look into. I think we ought to look into a little farther, but it's up to whatever.
I move that we table it until we get some more concrete information on it.
Okay. I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Table that till, what, the 24th?
Yeah. Third, if we can get, we'll try to have the information back to you by then.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Item 9B, authorize city manager to execute an agreement with Garcia Davis Ringler Engineering for preparation of plans and specifications for L, M, and Stanislaus Streets for a total cost of $21,230. Is that right?
$21,300 actually is what it is.
Okay.
Typo there. So, yeah.
And there was an extra number on it. I
hope so.
Clee, would you like to?
As you know, we received money from the county as part of the Tartaric settlement. On November 14th, they awarded us a check of $300,000. This is the part of the process to get that project going, is to prepare the plans and specifications so we can bid that out. I did receive a quote or an estimate from our current city engineer, Garcia Davis Ringler, Gary Davis, to complete this portion of the project. The estimated cost is $21,300 to do that. It's staff's recommendation that you authorize myself to execute the agreement, sign the agreement with Garcia Davis Ringler to complete this work.
Any questions? There's some direction on this?
I so move that we authorize the city manager to execute an agreement with Garcia Davis Ringler Engineering for preparation of plans and specifications for L, M, and Stanislaus Streets for a total cost of $21,300.
Second.
We have
a motion to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, passes 5-0. Item 9C. Authorized staff to call for bids for downtown streetscape project.
I placed this item on the agenda in hopes that these plans would be completed. However, they are not completed yet, and so it is my recommendation that council consider either items 2 or 3 for approval tonight, and that we look at my hope and recommendation. I talked to Richard Godina today about when those would be done, and he was trying to get back with a date for me today when I could give you tonight that we could schedule this. I'm hoping that the council would consider a special meeting to do this if possible. This would be the only item on the agenda probably next Wednesday or Thursday is what I'm estimating, possibly by Tuesday. Schedule a special meeting to authorize staff to call for bids on this project.
Could we have the meeting, say, at the library or someplace like that where we have tables where you lay these plans
you
out
bet.
And look at them closely?
Yeah.
Because here, when you get them up on the wall, it's pretty far away to
it's
really
see. It's
hard to
see, yeah. Sure.
Is that all right with anybody
sure.
else?
Could it be at 6 o'clock?
It can be any time you would like it to be.
Are you proposing the 16th?
Well, no, I can't say that for sure. I was trying to get an answer back from Richard Godina today, and he could not give me for sure that the 16th would work. He said he would have to get back with me, and I didn't hear from him this afternoon. So what I need to do is find out for sure. Are there days that you can't meet next week? It'll be either the 16th, 17th, or 18th.
I'm busy on the 16th, please.
On the 16th. Mm-hmm. 17th, is that possible for anybody?
17th's or? Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Is the library open?
They are open late one night a week. I forget which night it is. It's Tuesday, I think, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We could probably use the memorial building if we have to. We'll find a location where we can meet.
And a time of 7?
17th or 18th, and whatever time Councilmember Martinez suggested, 6, but if we need to go to 7 to make it work, either way, we can do it.
Doesn't make any difference.
Can you make it at
6? I can make it at 7.
7's fine.
7?
On the 17th.
What about the 18th?
7 on The 17th or the 18th, either day.
That'd be Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday's
fine. Can I leave that flexible then?
Sure.
I'll push for the 17th if I can. If I can't, it will be on the 18th.
So for this agenda item 9C, you just want us to consider items 2 and 3.
Yeah, I mean, you can consider any of the items, but I think based on what we have,
going for 3.
I'm recommending
going,
item 3.
Okay, well, I move that we, under agenda item 9C, accept the proposal of scheduling a special meeting for Thursday, January 18th at 7 p.m. in order to finalize this process.
Do you want to make it definitely the 18th, or do you want to make it the 17th if they're ready? You just want to make it the 18th?
Let's just make it the 18th. It's tentative. For either date or?
Well, he told me that he could definitely have them by mid next week. So the 18th is about the end of the mid.
Well, let's go ahead and go for the 18th because that gives them Wednesday.
Okay. So just do it on the 18th then? Is that okay with everyone?
I mean, it's fine.
Okay.
I don't think we need a motion, just consensus on this one.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
Everybody agree to that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
We'll just move a special meeting.
All right. item 9D. Adopt resolution number 2001, next number, approving a memorandum of understanding I-5 corridor communities for a jobs housing balance improvement program and authorized expenditure of matching funds in an amount not to exceed $8,000.
Okay, what's the difference between 9D and 10B?
Nothing.
One of them is approved by the redevelopment agency, the other is by the city council.
But just $8,000, not $16,000?
No.
Right, just $8,000 okay. Total. The only reason it's approved by both of you is because the economic development strategy that will be done by this grant, with this grant money, is really something that needs to be approved by the city council. I'm proposing that it be paid for out of redevelopment funds that are set aside for economic development, business attraction, et cetera.
Okay.
So that's the reason it's on there under two items. Okay, this is item B. So this is really the city council item first, I guess, is what we're
handling.
Okay. This item, recently there was a new grant program set up called the Jobs Housing Balance Improvement Program. The city learned of this. We received notice of it, and we began preparations to apply for this grant ourselves. And then we were contacted by SCEDCO and the county saying that they wanted to consider doing a regional effort with all the cities in the county. And so after I went to a meeting of the city managers and we discussed this quite a bit and talked about what they wanted to do. And after doing that, I basically decided on behalf of the city that it might be better for us to participate on a regional basis. Now, with that said, we will still get an individual economic development strategy for the city of Newman. As if you read in the MOU, it says that there will be a strategy developed individually for each city. And that was one of the things I stressed, that I did not want to participate in a plan that said we're going to try to bring jobs to the west side of Stanislaus County, because we already know that the county has completed a study which says some of the best places to look at are Patterson at the Sperry Road I-5 interchange and at the Crow's Landing Air Base, basically. So I didn't see the point in participating in something that was going to show us how to bring jobs to those two facilities. However, not that I'm against that happening. If they can do that, that's great. But I wanted to participate in something that was going to tell us how we can bring additional jobs to Newman. And so I stressed to them that the condition that I was willing to participate in, that this was not just going to be a regional study, it will be regional in nature, but it will also provide a specific economic development strategy for the city of Newman. And I was assured, and it is contained in this MOU, that will happen. At the time, there was a real tight time frame because this money was on a first-come, first-served basis. And they wanted to, SCEDCO was pushing us to sign these MOUs. I signed, as did all of the city managers in the other cities, with the condition and understanding that the dollars were not approved until they were approved by the city council. And therefore, what is really for your approval tonight, since I have already signed the MOU, is the resolution, which basically I guess you could say, ratifies the action that I took in signing the MOU. Basically, what this would do, if the grant is approved, it would be a $300,000 grant for the city of Newman, Patterson, and Stanislaus County jointly together to perform an economic development strategic plan. And there are some real advantages also to going, participating in this with SCEDCO and the county, because SCEDCO will perform all the administration, and with some of these grants like this, there is quite a bit of paperwork and administration that has to be done. So it's my recommendation that we go ahead and participate in this grant and in this study for the city of Newman. As I've stated in here, the estimated cost for us, I put, is at $8,000. It will probably be a little bit less than that based on the information that we have right now.
Out of the $300,000, then $80,000 would be allocated towards our study.
Well, it's going to be one total study for Patterson, the county, and Newman. So it is going to be one total study that'll be done with, you know, they'll do a contract with one consultant to complete this study. And so there won't be a specific dollar amount that will be allocated to Newman, but there will be a specific plan that will be done for the city of Newman.
So is that inclusive of the entire $300,000 amount then, the entire grant, will be a study conducted for Patterson, City of Newman, and the county?
Yes.
In connection? And that will be inclusive of what we specify we'd like to see in our city in regards to job structure?
Correct.
All the cities in the county have approved this, with the exception of Riverbank, who's doing their own, so...
One question, Cleve. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Why aren't we applying? Why aren't they applying for the entire $500,000? Why just the $300,000?
They didn't feel that it was necessary for that much to complete the studies that are allowed, that you're allowed to do under this grant application.
Okay.
$300,000 is enough to do that.
I believe there was only 4.8 million for the whole state, something like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it is limited to certain counties or certain areas that have this job housing imbalance.
Okay.
So,
okay, do we have a motion for this?
I move we adopt resolution number 2001, next number, approving a memorandum of understanding among I-5 corridor communities for a jobs housing balance improvement program, and authorize expenditure matching funds in an amount not to exceed $8,000.
We have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. We'll now adjourn to the Newman Redevelopment Agency. Put on your other hats and have a roll call, please.
Board member present?
Present.
Applegate?
Present.
Hassan-Hunt?
Present.
Santa-Dia?
Present.
Jefferson
Reed? Present. This is basically the same thing we just did for the council. We'll do it now to as a redevelopment agency. Go ahead, motion on this?
Yeah, I would move that we adopt resolution number 2001, next to number, approving a memorandum of understanding amount I-5 corridor communities for a job housing balance improvement program, and authorize expenditure of matching funds in an amount not to exceed $8,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. We now adjourn back to the regular session of Newman City Council. Any items from the city manager?
Just quickly run over some items. Most of these we covered tonight. The skate park, just quickly, if any of you are interested, I don't know if you've seen the flyer. We have I'm setting up a meeting with skateboarders for this Thursday night prior to the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting at 6 o'clock. I'm going to meet with them and discuss the plans that we have for the skateboard park and get their buy-in to it. Also get some names of some of them who are willing to volunteer and help when we get down to doing the work. So if any of you are interested in attending and seeing their comments at that meeting, you're welcome to do that. Ernie already addressed the cleanup of the Damari property. We hope to have that done soon. LM and Stanislaus Streets, we discussed the agreement for that tonight. The Inyo Avenue project is another one that's ongoing. We have a pre-construction meeting scheduled for that for Thursday of this week. And we will be meeting with them and going over the details and talking about when they want to start that project. There's some question we need to discuss that in terms of do we open up the roads and begin a project in the middle of basically the rainy season? Do we take a chance that it's not going to be a real wet year and that they can go ahead and do that? Or do we hold off? And there's some other details that we need to work on that. But
What was their approximate time frame on that for completion of that?
They have, once we give the notice to proceed, which we have not given them yet, I believe it's a 60-day, you recall, Ernie? I believe it's 60 days on that one.
Okay, so even if we wait until after the rainy season, it's not going to interfere with, it might interfere with, what's the place over there where they do the bean and
the
pea processing?
Yeah, the
Vegicool.
And they do peas in the spring, so.
Yeah.
We don't want to have the roads torn up.
Yeah, we will coordinate with them and make sure that, you know, we don't cause any problems for them. The other thing that, you know, the biggest impact is going to be to Yancey mini storage units, because that's the main place they'll be working right in front of there. Yancey Lumber actually has another entrance that they can get into their site if they need to. So that's pretty much the things I wanted to bring up tonight, unless there's any questions any council have on any of those projects or any other items.
Thank you. Items from city council members. I'll start with Tim.
I just wanted to mention, I had spoken to Cleve regarding this on the phone. On the 26th, I believe it is, at 1 p.m. at the Newman Memorial Building, the Tartaric plant is having a permit hearing. I don't know if everyone...
24th.
Is it the
24th?
Yes. Okay. And 2 at 2 p.m.? And so
I believe it's 1.
Oh, it's 1?
1 p.m.
That's what I have on my calendar, but I'm not saying I got it. I believe it's 1 o'clock on the 24th.
Yeah, I just recall noticing that, and we've certainly been keeping the village an eye on their status.
Just for those of you who would like an update, I should have said something about that. What has happened is Tartaric has applied to renew their boiler permit application with the San Joaquin Valley Regional Air Pollution Control District. At the staff level, they denied that application, and therefore it was appealed to the board of the Air Pollution Control District. And that hearing, that appeals hearing, will be held at the Louis J. Newman Building on Wednesday the 24th at 1 o'clock.
And that's open to the public. So.
Yes.
Cleve, you know, it concerns me that the timing on this, you know, it's like, it seems like when there's something that comes before the community that's important, there's a lot of people that don't have the opportunity to attend these meetings just by the timing. Mm-hmm. And I really think it's done purposely to eliminate people from being able to participate.
Well, one thing I will say is that the Air District purposely scheduled it over here in Newman this time, hopefully that more people from Newman would be able to attend and to put it right in the public eye where this is being held. The time is not the best, I agree, for people that will be working, that's something that the Air District Board does, not Atari.
No, I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense, because even bring it over here, if it was in Modesto, it wouldn't make any difference. I mean, the timing is...
That was one of the reasons why I brought it up, because it caught my attention that it would be something that would be a concern of mine that I would have liked to attend. But, Cleve, you said that you will be able to be there in attendance, and I'm certain we'll probably have some other city representation.
There.
Tom will be there. So
I did want
to allude to the public as well that this is something that is coming up.
I wouldn't miss that for anything.
I assume Carol Robertson will be there.
So I will be there.
You'll have a few people there, I'm sure.
And probably on your next meeting, which is the 23rd, right? I will have probably a statement that I will have prepared for you to review, either that myself or the mayor can read into the record at that time. And that'll be somewhat contingent on the information that is presented at that meeting also. There may be some other factors that are presented, you know, who knows? Maybe they come up with a plan by that time to get rid of the water that they want to put in place as a condition of approving it, and you know, maybe conditions change, but I haven't seen anything yet, so.
I had nothing further.
On the 23rd, I assume we're going to be interviewing for planning commissioners, or for a planning commissioner?
Is that what we planned to do? Is that correct? Yes.
Has anybody applied?
We have one, and I know of a second one that has told me he's going to apply, but I don't have
his
application.
And there's a third one I think he's going to apply to.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's all I have.
Bob?
Just a question. In our packets, we had some information that AT&T broadband cable is going to be increasing the price to all the customers in this area. What I was concerned is, do we have any agreement with AT&T?
Yes, we do.
Yep, we do.
Well, we had an agreement with the former carrier, which was
TCI.
Right. Which, according to what I read and what we learned, was they were able, AT&T was able to continue that agreement. It does come up for a renewal. Bob Navoe is the expert on that. I believe it's 2002 when it comes up for renewal, and that will be the opportunity when we may be able to look at some different things at that time. But I don't know that there's a lot that we could do about this specific price increase at this time.
I'm not concerned about the price increase. I think sometimes the quality is not where it should be for
sure.
The amount of money people are paying.
Okay.
I would like to see that improve.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I have.
John?
I'd just like to reiterate Tim's statement that, you know, on the Tatar deal, I'd like to see as many people from Newman participate in this meeting as possible. I know it's during the day, but now's the time to voice your opinions. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. And I really have nothing to say except that there will be four of us going to the Mayors and Council Members Institute in Sacramento tomorrow for 2 to 3 days. And so hopefully everyone will come back with a whole head full of knowledge. I know I did when I went up there the first time. Some of it's leaked out, but it's
just like the pool.
Right, yeah, just about like that, yeah. So
a leaky drain.
All right, there's nothing else. We'll adjourn to a closed session to have a conference with the Real Property Negotiator for 712 Fresno Street and also a public employee performance evaluation. So we'll take about a 2-minute break here and relax while...